This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stability. That's what we're all about here on the Good Day program. If nothing else, we're stable. I'm Mr. Stable, and this is Ms. Stable. Nice to have you join us on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Stable. Jay Kirshner is Ms. Stable, and we're holding together the entire, we've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. So, there are a lot of people who consider themselves artists, if you will. A lot of people dream that their work will make it into a gallery, maybe a museum. What about space? There's an art collective that coordinated an effort to beam digital art up to the International Space Station.
Okay, who did that? You know that? Their head beam me up, Scotty.
That's exactly what I was thinking, yeah. Actually, people all over the world, a lot of different countries, ranging from professional artists, entrepreneurs, young children who are in school that are learning about art. Art is one of those things also that's not well represented anymore in school. Art, music, civics, all of that stuff has gone the way. They say it's funding. I don't agree with that. I think it's priority, and it's also been demonstrated in many circumstances that this is purposeful, because music and art develop your brain. And we all know that lots of people who are younger are practically brain dead. They don't have any curiosity. They're attached to their devices. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean this to sound like an age thing, but it isn't as frequent with people who are my age or your age.
Oh, my gosh, I see it. There are people that we won't even let, we won't even humor the thought of them watching our child because they can't get their nose out of the phone, and they are your age. Mm. It's one of those. It is
they are my age,
the
really.
Board. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I see people driving all the time, and they are on their phone while they're driving. You see them swerve, yeah. And it's like, okay, drugs or phone? And then you pull up, and you're like, oh, it's the phone, and it is all ages.
Yeah. Well, so what do we do about it? Are we done? Is this the end of the world as we know it? Is it going to change? Are we going to find our way, or are we going to be stuck here in this malaise of monstrous foolishness, because that's really kind of what it is.
And it's a cycle, because, and not only a cycle, but it's that whole, what is it, do as I say, not as I do, and you have people who are leading by example and setting the wrong example. A lot of children become addicted to their phones, not because their parents gave them phones all the time, but because they see their parents on their phones, or their parents or guardians on their phones all the time.
Yep, yeah. I find myself, it's interesting, Miles and I were out in the truck as we went to play putt-putt golf, and I got a phone call on one of my cell phones, so I took it. And when I hung up, Miles said to me, Dad, Gramps, you're not supposed to be on the phone when you're driving.
Mm-hmm. You're not.
Which is true.
Hands-free.
No, you're not supposed to. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's where the youngster is smarter than the oldster, right? Now, there's something that's going on. I think a few months ago, maybe earlier in the year, I was talking about scientists at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory out in California having a terrific scientific breakthrough. Kind of reminds me of the movie Oppenheimer, in a manner of speaking, if you fast forward, because they produced a fusion reaction that created more energy than was used to ignite it, which is what, you know, energy. If you think about how we get electricity, electricity comes from putting a number of energies together, right? The energy of a turbine that's powered by water in some cases, could be powered by nuclear energy in some cases, powered by fossil fuel in some cases, powered by solar, all of those things. But you have to, in order to get electricity to turn your light on or to turn your computer on or the heat on, whatever it is, that electricity, it isn't coming from the source, but the source creates the ability to have the electricity. Is that too complicated?
No, it makes sense.
Turbine works. Mm-hmm. So it's a means to an end.
Middleman.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this, and the idea here is to have more energy coming out of the turbine than goes into it. Thus, the electricity that we are using here. And so this new breakthrough that the first experiment with this happened about, as I said, I think it was back in December. It was early. I remember it at some point, talking about it early in the year. So they are continuing to perform experiments to study this new science that may make power much easier to have. And, you know, we have this back and forth about whether it's the power of the sun or it's all from the sun. I mean, everything that goes on here is the direct sunlight that's solar, but the effect of the sun on our planet is what creates the fossil fuels, for example. The way the planet operates, the heat that comes from the sun, or the cold, lack of sun, that whole business about how the planet recreates itself all the time, that's because of our connection to the sun. So in terms of this particular faction, nuclear fission occurs when two atomic nuclei combine to form a single heavier nuclear event, if you will, creating a massive amount of energy. Two becomes one. So, again,
also,
this is the sun.
Spice Girl song.
Is it? I don't know. You want to sing it for us? I don't know that song. I bring it to your attention only because it's so fascinating to see or hear or understand that there are more things going on than just, you know, the normal. You hear the solar power argument or discussion. You hear the thing about turbines and, you know, we got to do that because we'll save the planet. This is a way to do it. The only thing is that nuclear always has sort of a negative effect on some people, once again, because of the ignorance. And I say this very upfront. It is ignorant the way people have run away in fear from nuclear power. If you understand that our Navy is pretty much completely nuclear powered, every ship is powered by nuclear energy. You don't hear any trouble from that. There is a problem with the spent rods. What do they do with that? But is that more dangerous, more difficult to deal with than the massive amount of energy that's coming from fossil fuel and what that's doing to the atmosphere? I think it's kind of like a crapshoot, actually. The fact that they're still looking for new sources of clean energy to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, I think is something that's kind of neat.
Run out.
Sooner or later. Yeah, right. But it's about health and happiness as much as anything else. That's one of the things, by the way, as a sideline, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and we have Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell every week, a service. You can hear them on this program. They have their own hours that are on most of the same stations that carry this. I'll give you a little tease as to what Ken and I are going to be talking about this week, focusing on your health and well-being as it applies to your exercise routine, right? Ken is off on these weight loss drugs like, is it Wegovy, is that how you pronounce it? He and I, we don't argue. Ken and I are too respectful of each other to argue about stuff, but he knows that I completely disagree. And it isn't just because of Calitrin being a sponsor on the program. What I find here is that the drug world that we live in, he thinks that that taking these weight loss drugs, and listen, he's a doctor, I'm not, I just have my own. When I make my mind up, when I listen to these discussions or I read about it.
Well, especially when it's off-brand, where Ozempic was originally for people who needed it for diabetes. There started to become a shortage because so many were using it off-brand for weight loss. But then you have Wegovy, which has become officially authorized to be used for weight loss.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fix the reason behind, not talking about diabetics or people who are overweight because of just certain issues, thyroid, hormonal imbalance, stuff that is truly beyond control and you need actual medication for it.
Yeah.
When it is something along the lines of binge eating or possible food addiction or just you eat when you're in front of the TV or anything or just even as far as a poor or unhealthy lifestyle, that can be due to depression or something like that. You're not fixing the root cause. And therefore, 9 times out of 10, the weight will come back. Most people who get that surgery and are getting what it's called the lap band situation thing.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
A lot of times they'll have to go see...
It's called laparoscopic. They call it laparoscopic.
Yes, yeah, whatever. It's like they close a part of the stomach or whatnot. Mm-hmm. They still have to go and see other doctors and discuss even just lifestyle to make sure what was the root cause of why you gained so much weight to make sure it doesn't go back because you don't want to have all this procedure, all the surgery, or take all these medications, get to your goal, and then it just immediately comes back because you didn't fix the root of the, or you didn't address the root of the problem.
Yeah, and there is a problem, obviously, there. So we'll discuss that with Ken. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Also, we're going to be talking about fragrances and how the smell can affect your sleep and artificial intelligence and how it works in certain medical circles, if you will. So all that, among many other things, we'll talk about with Dr. Ken this week on Good Day Health. You can find it at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Help yourself. Info, that's what we're all about here. Information, that's what... Information and conversation, they kind of go well together. And you hear, you know, there are things going on all the time, and you just wonder, how can I keep up with all of this stuff? And how do I find somebody who really has a way of interpreting what's going on? And I think, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but under the circumstances, for a long time I've been doing these things. I've learned how to cull the stuff out of what's going on news-wise and otherwise. How to, I'm not telling you what you should believe, I'm telling you what I think about some of these things that are going on. And, you know, you take it for what it's worth. And on the occasion that you want to share with us, social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And I'm thinking I'm going to forget about X, right? 855-999-DOUG is another way to be in touch with us here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I found out that Ford is helping Team Rubicon aid in natural disasters. Ford's Louisa Schumacher told me they're sending vehicles to help in rescue efforts.
The fleet includes F-150 hybrids. In fact, 10 F-150 hybrids. These are incredible trucks that do perform an important task, and they have power on board. So they have the ability to power an entire house. And what Team Rubicon does is they respond to disasters. And oftentimes, these are communities that are without power. And they're some of the first folks on the ground to remove debris from roadways so both rescue crews can come in and restore the grid. This fleet also includes 2 Bronco Sasquatches. And I have to say, all 17 in the fleet are coated with a reflective wrap as well as key information for communities that are affected. They can also take a screenshot of the QR code on the side and also get access to Team Rubicon support.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Stepan's Good Day program. What's in this for you? Well, at this point in time, a happy birthday wish for some of our listeners. Dan Lample, Ron Halter, let's see here, Terry Jo Wheeler, Christopher Lawrence. Happy birthday to all of you and other folks who are having birthdays today. It's always a pleasure to know a little bit more about you and to kind of tune into what's going on in your life. I think that's kind of I feel good about knowing and hearing from people. It's always good to hear from you about whatever you're thinking, all right? But why not? Help yourself. All right, so let's go to the Good Day social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show. Jay has posted the story that we did during Food, Farm, and Family about Campbell's Soup buying Rouse, the sauce company, for a lot of money. And so the question is, what do you wish for them? And here's Annie who says, I wish I bought the stock years ago. It's kind of sad, but not surprising. Isn't it the way of the world these days? Yes, it is. And that's a great conversation to have, frankly, about how everything is getting big. That flat-footed boob, Sonny Perdue, who was the agriculture secretary during the last administration, used to tell farmers, get big or get out. And, of course, that flies in the face of what I do on the American Family Farmer Program and how I approach farming myself. Now, you know, maybe that's how you survive, but I don't know. It just seems like it's such a negative approach to things. All right, let's see here. Tom says, if they don't change the recipe, it'll be fine, but usually the bigger companies mess. That's what Jay was saying,
that's
right?
That's my first thought. Yeah, they could potentially ruin it. They change the recipe, go for cheaper products, and it has a cheaper taste.
Right. Somebody says, oh, no! Somebody, obviously, who's using the product. Oh, no!
Hurry up and stock up on it now before...
Right, yeah, before it gets messed up.
Yeah.
All right. So our question also, we posted it to Good Day. Summer's not over, but what's been your favorite part? This sounds like a question I had for my grandson, Miles, who was on a trip up to Maine for a few days with his folks. So what'd you like best about it? So some of the people liking certain things like the heat. Bart Johnson says, don't like the cold. I don't blame you, sir. I don't like it either.
frankly. Let's see here. Janet says having our four grandchildren together with us. Yeah, that's cool. The oldest recently graduated from high school. Yeah, grandchildren, they get older, they're not going to want to spend as much time with you as they have, for sure. Mike Willard says, we've had the coolest, wettest summer on record. Beautiful, simply beautiful. It's August and 70 degrees. He's in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Who else? Let's see. Elaine says, for us in the Midwest, it's much-needed rain. Yeah, they need. There's a big problem with the farms in Iowa and Montana because there's been a heck of a problem with drought. Isn't it interesting? You think we're one whole country and we're not that big. So the weather here on the East Coast, it's so wet. Only 1,000 miles to the west of us, it's dry and droughty, if you will. Brian says, this is, we're talking about summer and what it's meant to you. Brian says, surviving the hottest summer in the history of the world. Well, that's not true, sir. It's not the hottest summer in the history of the world by a stretch. But that's the way the news media is playing it.
Well,
so okay.
Certain days, there were a couple records broken for a 3-day period. And other than that, there have been a surprisingly, I don't know, amount of chillier days. Not chilly, mm-hmm. I don't want to say that. But there have been times where I'm like, oh, I need a sweater. I'm totally comfortable wearing a sweater out. Right. I have noticed quite a few people said their air conditioner was the best part of their summer.
Jenny says she enjoys the long daylight hours and warm weather. That's what we all like about summertime, isn't it? Donna visited Yellowstone. Good for you. Have a good time, whatever it is, wherever you're going. It's good day at 28 after the hour, folks.
Private.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's alleged election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department recently filed a protective order asking the judge to censor presidential candidate Donald Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyer responded this week claiming the order violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. The GOP frontrunner is not required to attend. As inflation continues to drag on your wallet, more Americans are dipping into their 401k accounts because of financial distress. That's according to Bank of America data. The number of those who did so during the second quarter spiked from the same time last year by 36%. Most cite inflation as the main reason. Bank of America's data also shows overall employee contributions remain consistent over the first half of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi guys, it's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Bingo, bango. 34 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with lots of thoughts about what's trending here, there, and everywhere. That's an overused word. Don't you think J.J. Kirshner is here with me on the Good Day program? You think that the trending is an overused word?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So what do we use in place of it? Where is our Roger Thesaurus that would give us a different word to use?
See, I still come back to it because anything I think of is a phrase where it's like, here's what we think you want to see because that's what we're putting in front of everybody else to see. So here you go. It's trending.
That's what other people are thinking. That's why we do take some time to pass along some of the comments from folks listening on social media. That's why they want us to know what they're thinking, and so we pass that along. Same kind of as a phone conversation, although it's easier, it seems, easier to communicate that way than pick up the phone and dial 855-999-3684. A lot of real estate between here and when you were younger, talking about things that Jay and I We're focused on the conversation earlier. If you haven't heard it, gooddayshow.com. You can hear the program all day, every day. They're talking about whether or not the use of devices is limited to younger people. And Jay pointed out nicely that there are plenty of old codgers like me around that are on them all the time, got their nose right stuck to them like glue. Yeah, right. So anyway, there is we talk about Maui and the fires that were there. I think we were talking about this more off the air than
yes.
on here. I was thinking also about other places that are marvelous, that are paradise. And you know, this is going to be smirch, certainly some areas of Maui. But taking the mayor of Tampa that caught that big bag or box of cocaine or fishing down
well,
the
Keys.
Well,
it was her sister that spotted it first and pointed it out. And because the mayor was a former police officer, immediately knew what it was and pinged the location.
So I was thinking about, you know, you put thoughts together. I have found in my experience, and I've been fortunate to be able to travel all around this country. I've been in every state in this country, and I've been in 40 or so countries around the world. I'd like to travel more as time may allow it. If I'm blessed with that ability, I will certainly do it. I used to take the program to a lot of these places and tell you stories over the past 35 years I've been doing the program. But there is very little that I find more likable or lovable than taking a ride down the A1A on the east coast of Florida, going down from Palm Beach County through you start up above in Melbourne, actually, and go down by the Space Coast, and you go down all the way to the Keys. There's something about that ride. There's something about the feel of that. Just the aromas, literally, the stuff that you smell. So talking about what people like about summer, maybe that's what I like about summer, or the experience. I'm not likely to have that in the summer because I don't go to Florida in the summer. Like, you know, some couple times during the winter. Used to be down there all the time. But that's a place. If those of you who live in Florida know what I'm talking about, those of you who have taken a ride down the A1A, have you ever done that, Jay?
I haven't, no. We almost did, but then we opted to just fly straight into Key West. But that would have been a beautiful drive going all the way down there.
Yeah. All right, speaking of the water, here we go with the tack portion of the program. I chuckle about this because this has been more the fact or the occasion this summer than I can ever remember. All these attacks by sharks and snakes and bears and stuff. So the first story comes from a beach in New York. Extremely rare shark attack there. It shut down the beach. And a woman is in serious condition because of this attack. She was just standing in the water off Rockaway Beach just before 6 o'clock the other day. And the damn shark came up and bit her in the leg. Just there. She was just in the water, like up to her knees. She felt a sharp pain.
Mm-hmm.
Lower part of her leg. She looks down, and this damn shark is biting her. It was a pretty severe laceration all the way up to her thigh.
Yeah.
So
you think that if you are not like waist deep or any farther out, that you should be okay. No, they come, and if they can fit in the shallow water, they will come into that shallow water.
Yeah. 50 years old. Anyway, so she's going to be okay. But just put yourself in that position in a crowded beach like Rockaway Beach. This is mad. I mean, there are people wall to wall. And then they have been warning about recent shark activity there. So it's kind of like Jaws, you know, keep swimmers out of the water. Every time I talk about sharks, all I can think of is that theme, right? Isn't that what we all think of?
Yeah, iconic.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next attack is by a snake and a hawk. This lady's out mowing her lawn. She's now in the hospital recovering from being attacked by a snake and a hawk. Lady lives in Silsby, Texas. You can hear us down there. Hi, Peggy. Peggy Jones. Mowing the grass on her property.
Mm-hmm.
That was
I wonder
snake.
If the hawk was going for the snake, and she just happened to get in the way.
Yep.
But she was attacked by both of them at the same time.
Ooh. Snake wrapped itself around her arm. The hawk tried to retrieve the snake. and got a hold of her. The snake was squeezing so hard, she was waving her arms in the air. This hawk was swooping down, clawing at my arm. Oh, what a horrible reality. Mm-hmm. Slithery snake.
Well, I think the hawk had the snake because she felt something drop from the sky. And here it was, the snake, and then the hawk came down trying to retrieve it again.
Ugh. Gross. All right, here's the next one. It's attack week here. Hank the Tank, known well in this community, a wild bear, has been invading homes near South Lake Tahoe. The 20 break-ins, there's a wanted poster for him. Wanted, dead or alive. Hank the Tank. This bear is responsible for at least 21 confirmed home break-ins. A lot of property damage.
Mm-hmm.
So they're monitoring closely Hank the Tank, also known as Bear 64F. Right? There it is.
Being aware of him because discovered. He clearly knows how to get in. He is a real-life Yogi Bear, just trying to get in, get some food.
So
but
should we...
Going to, go ahead.
Is this a light? Should we treat this story, this kind of stuff? I mean, you look at all of these things, these people are being attacked by this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes and hawks and...
Yeah.
And sharks and bears. So what do you do? What do
the
we...
natural order is shifting. Well, no, but with Hank the Tank, this is, I think, one of those good news stories because he hasn't harmed anybody. They're not looking to put him down. They're actually looking to get him moved to a Colorado sanctuary where he will be well-fed, won't have to scavenger, won't be breaking into any homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's totally good. A good thought for Hank the Tank. All right, here's the story of a Burger King worker. This story, actually, I remember talking about it last year. He'd been working in the same Burger King for 27 years, and the manager of the store, this guy's name was Kevin Ford, on his 27th anniversary, gave him a bag of goodies that he said he thought there was candy in it and pens, looked like things that they had lying around. And they didn't realize until he told them that this was his 27th anniversary of being at the store. So, the story went viral. There was a video that was posted. And then...
Yeah, like a funding kind of situation started happening for him. And people just saw this video and wanted to give back. 27 years, never missed a single day.
Uh-uh. So he got $400,000 in crowdfunding.
Yeah, good for him.
One of his... daughters actually was the creator of the GoFundMe page, and so she wrote on the page that he began working at this restaurant as a single father. He gained custody of his first two daughters, and that their father stayed there because his health care insurance covered his daughters. That's why he stayed. One of the youngsters wrote, quote, "My dad continues to work there because though he does look young, he's coming up on retirement age, and leaving would cost him his retirement. In no way are we asking for money, or is he expecting any money, but if somebody feels like blessing him, he'd love to visit his grandchildren."
Mm-hmm.
So he has gone down to Texas to visit his grandchildren.
Even David Spade got in on this, donated like $5,000. But I wonder what kind of work environment it was after this whole thing blew up, where it was in the news, people were talking about it, weighing in, and he's just still showing up like,
here I am.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I'm here to work like I have been.
Can you imagine being around all that grease, though, all that time? I remember working in a couple of fast food restaurants when I was a kid. I always came home and it was covered with grease from the fry pan or whatever it was, right? So all that the grease and stuff. It's probably not. If you go to a chicken, is a chicken restaurant going to be as greasy as a hamburger joint?
I would think so. You still fry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're still frying stuff. And if you have the fries, which is fried in the oil and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chicken. I feel like most places... even if you just walk in as a customer, you walk out, you still smell like what that place was.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Royals in the news. Ready? Royal family removing Prince Harry's, quote, "His Royal Highness" from their website. the big thinkers that they are.
But it seemed like that was more of an oversight that they hadn't already
been 3 years.
Because he had deactivated from quote unquote the firm and lost that title essentially. But they, I guess on their website, they never took it down until it was pointed out to them.
Yeah. So then what's the status of Harry and Meghan in terms of their wedding, their marriage? Is there just so much social media speculation that they're having a rocky ride, or are they on the way out? Do you think?
Yeah, who knows? Because it always goes one way or the other, and then there's always sources who say one thing, sources who say another thing, and I always wonder, who are these sources? How close are they to the couple? Because if they were anybody in their inner circle and they were giving out this information, clearly they're not good friends.
No.
Other people, if they're not in their inner circle, well, then how do you know?
Yeah, thank you. It took the royals years to remove the Duke's, His Royal Highness title from their website, taking off the Kensington Palace exhibit displaying the wedding dress of his late mother, Princess Diana, back in 2021. So it's been a while over the last 3 years. Speaking of Princess Diana, did you see that the yacht that she vacationed on with the Dodi Fayed sunk off the coast of France? The boat was called Cujo. It was frequented by the princess and her boyfriend. All the people that were on the boat were rescued, but it sank in the Mediterranean last weekend. Sunk like a rock.
Yeah, due to a leak.
Yeah, right. Well, that'll do it if you've got a leaky boat and you're in the water. See you later, alligator. Oops, wait a minute. Not alligators. Take those back. 48 after on Good Day.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010. I am money. Cha-ching. Beep, bloop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now 53 after the hour. Do I sound like I'm barking? Now. That sound like bow. Oh, maybe close. A lot of people have accused me of being a dog in my life, so listen. Bow wow. Warren Eckstein is here. Nobody's accusing him of being a dog. He's a writer. He's a professional pet therapist and trainer. Has a great radio program. He's been on the air for a long time called The Pet Show. So what is there not to like about Warren? The book I would, the one that I like the most is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, written by Warren a number of years ago, but there are others as well. He's just got such great insight. So fill in the blanks here, please, Warren.
Old dogs are like old people. They're sweet, they're sassy, they're grumpy, and they're playful, just like me. It's true, though. It's true. Yeah. People, you know, sometimes people don't understand older dogs. I love older dogs. I just love the fact that they look at you sometimes. And, you know what? Let me sleep a little bit. You know, I just love the concept of them being so honest. They're kind of wise. Older dogs and older cats, too, but they're wise. And I think I've learned a lot more from older dogs than puppies.
How do you determine the age when you would consider a dog old? Because different breeds, my breed, for example, the English Bulldog, supposedly 8 to 10 years. Well, Charlotte lasted surgery with 15. Daisy's going to be 8 this year. She was a little lethargic, so I brought her to get a blood test and found she still had remnants of Lyme disease.
Huh,
so that was the reason they said for her being somewhat lethargic. But, you know, there's all kinds of things here. But interpreting age, though, how do you do that? How do you?
You know, the old rule, 7 years, is not really accepted now. It depends on the certain breeds, just like anything else. For example, the larger breeds, the average lifespan, for example, of a Great Dane or an Irish Wolfhound or a Scottish Deerhound is much less than a Chihuahua or a Maltese or a Mini Poodle. So the size of the dog has a lot to do with it. There's a breed called the Schipperke, which is a Dutch barge dog, which can live to be 20, 25 years sometimes.
Really?
But there are, you know, the smaller...
What do they look like? I never heard of that breed.
It looks like a little black fox. No tail. Yeah. They use them to carry messages between the barges in the Dutch rivers or whatever you call it over there. Yeah, kind of interesting. Skipper key, an interesting breed. But there are many breeds, and a lot has to do with what you do, how you feed them, how you exercise them, how you take care of them, how you stimulate them mentally. A lot of times, you know, dogs will go down because people don't give them the same amount of attention when they get older as they did when they were younger. Mm-hmm. So all of that thing has to be taken into consideration. Socialization, playful. For example, people say to me, I have an older dog, so I no longer bring him toys because I didn't play with him. And our response is, I don't care whether he plays with it or not. The fact that you're bringing it to him is enough to make him feel better.
Yeah, I think the more attention, I can't imagine not paying my dog, I think, is more lovable as she gets older. Maybe that's because I think I'm more lovable as I get older. Maybe that's a little transference.
You know, I haven't noticed that more lovable part of you, Doug.
I know. Thanks very much, Mark. Very sweet. All right, here's the story. It's a warning. Let this be a warning to you. A couple of grandparents and a dog inside their RV dying. Apparently they were asleep. The air conditioning broke down. The Texas heat's been so... It's really been extraordinarily warm. The children are mourning the loss of their parents and the dog. And I guess there's just something, you go to sleep, how do you know?
Well, it happened so fast, too. Yeah. One of their neighbors in the mobile home, one of the neighbors offered to host them. And they were like, no, we should be fine because they had somebody come out to check it out. We're told how much would be fixed. They didn't have the money, so they went and got the loan. And we're waiting to get it fixed. And just one morning, the neighbor noticed that they weren't out walking the dog and knew that something was wrong because they always are.
You know, there are alarms, though. There are temperature alarms available. If you go online, I'm sure you can Google and find them where you can have. But in this was a case, though, from what you're talking about, they knew that it was going to be hot. Their air conditioner wasn't working, so it was kind of like a bad decision on their part. And, you know, and in a car, I got arrested once for breaking into a car to save a dog, and the bottom line is a car or even an RV within a couple of minutes, even less than that, can really jump a tremendous amount in terms of temperature. So you shouldn't just bottom line is have either an alarm or just do what I do. Never leave anything alive in a car when you get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. You wanted us to celebrate Happy Doggist last week as we got into the month of August. It's also known with pet people as Doggist. Who started that? You?
No, I didn't start that. Doggist is, I think it was started by a group in New York, but it's kind of like every dog, every shelter dog, you know, they don't really have birthdays. So they give them this August date, and the August is... Now, every shelter, adoption day is the way I go. The day I adopted my dogs is their birthday every single year. That's the way I approach it.
That's great. I think that's a great memory. That's a great way to remember stuff. All right, Warren Eckstein. Don't forget all the accoutrements you can find at his website, petshow.com. Also, check out hugsandkisses.com, which is his proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats. Warren with Doug and Jay here on Good Day.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.